Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from IMCA Sport Mod driver George Nordman. We're also going to hear from Steve Cole from Cole's Electric, Denny Anderson from the Muffler Center in Rochester, Bob Tim from Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and a little more from our local Casey's General Stores, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Kefco Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. Kefco Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See Kefco Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KevcoRacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean Kevco Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To Kevco Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KevcoRacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and today I am joined by Sport Mod driver George Nordman, number 90. George, it's amazing how everyone in the racing community knows each other. I have a network of contacts that I use to track people down. So if I'm trying to find somebody, I'll call certain people. And I called Josh Ruby and said, "You have George's number." And he said, "Well, I better. I'm dating his daughter." And I said, "Well, what a small world."
Yes, it is.
Josh is a great driver himself and also is part owner of Kevco Racing. Are you able to do some work together on the race cars out in the shop and bounce things off each other, ideas you have for setup?
Oh, once in a while we do. We talk quite a bit about tires and different things that we different setup things. He used to run a sport mod stuff, and so we talk quite a bit about that stuff.
For a novice fan listening that may not know the difference between an IMCAA mod and the IMCA sport mod, how much difference is there between the two cars?
There's actually quite a bit of difference. Like in the A-Mod, they run a four-link, and we run a two-link in our car, and they run a J-Bar where we run a Panhard bar, and they run quite a bit larger motors than we do. We have compression rule and cubic inch rule.
When you mention two-link or four-link, a fan might not understand that, but that's how many mounting points hold that rear end in the back of your car.
Yes.
And when you move one of those bars, it makes a major difference in the handling.
Yeah, on the two links are, which so they say is simpler than the four links, and it still takes a while to get the hang of the two link stuff, but your four bar cars are definitely a lot more handful to adjust and figure out.
And that's why when you hear somebody say, "We lost our setup and we're just completely lost right now," because you can adjust to the point where there's no going back unless you have a starting point.
Right, yep, and that happens to all of us, I think, at one point or time.
We have Hall of Fame Dirt Show sponsor Denny Anderson on the show, and he said George used to work for me.
I did. I worked for Denny for 18 years.
Where was that, and what did you do for Denny?
It was at the Muffler Center here in Mason City, Iowa, and he has a Muffler Center in Rochester. We did exhaust and mechanical work that way.
And it sounds like you were a pretty young buck when you started for him and even did some pitting.
Actually, I was 18 when I started for Denny.
How did you get your start in racing?
I actually helped his nephew on his hobby stock is how it first began, Scott Anderson. I helped him for a few years, and he moved on to an A-Mod stuff, and then we started racing after that.
What year was that, and what were the tracks that he raced at?
I think we stopped helping him in around 99, and we probably started helping him around 94. He raced in Mason City and Britt, Algona. Once in a while, he'd go other places, like down to Boone, or he went down to Stewart and some Marshalltown here and there.
When you started your racing career, what division did you start in, and did you follow those same tracks?
Yeah, we started in the hobby stock, same as he did, and it just seemed like the right place to start. And then we raced Britt and Algona and Mason City the first year, and then we basically stuck to Algona and Mason for a few years after that.
Hobby stocks are fun to watch at those tracks because those guys are really moving out there.
Yep, it's a really good class.
How did you work your way up to IMCA sport mods that you are running today?
We ran our hobby stock for 4 years, won a few races, won a track championship, thought it was just time to go on to something else, and at that time we were running just a B-Mod, and we ran that for, I think, 2 years, and then we went into the IMCA sport mod to change the rules up here.
What was the rule change that took it from a B-Mod to an IMCA sport mod?
That was when Joel Ringstorff sanctioned the sport mods up here instead of just being a B-Mod. We just had to change the pull rod from a spring on the pull rod to a solid pull bar. We had to run the Panhard bar instead of a J-Bar.
Rev limiters. For fans that may not know the sound that they are hearing, explain what a rev limiter does.
At a certain RPM, it actually will cut the ignition to the motor. So it's cutting into your spark to the plugs.
As a driver, when you hear the rev limiter going off, where do you want to be on the track when you hear that limiter? Right out of turn two and turn four, or going into one and three?
It would actually be going into one and three. We really don't run much for a rev box ourselves. We don't run a crate motor. We run an open motor. So we don't have to run that for IMCA, the rev box.
As a fan sitting in the stand, sometime we'll hear a guy just barely get out of turn two or turn four, and they're already up against the limiter. When you're banging against that constantly, is that because you have the wrong gearing?
I would definitely say they probably have the wrong gear if they're hitting it that soon.
Does that actually cause damage after a while?
I'm not real positive on that. They say the new rev boxes are what they call a soft touch. They say they're not hard on the motor, so I'm not real for sure on that.
What is the Boone National experience like for an IMCA driver, and how have you done personally down there?
It's quite of an experience. Like in our class, they get 160 to 180 of the best sport mods in the country, I guess. You go against the best guys around and try to qualify for the 30 spots there's available.
I seen in a stock car class this year, I think the total was 178 cars. And when you're up against that amount of cars, and you think as they weed it down over the nights of the event to get down to that final feature, if you're one of those guys that's in the final feature, number one, you're probably really lucky, and number two, you're probably really good.
It needs both, that's for sure, to get in down there. And we've been fortunate. We've been down there five times now, and we got in twice out of the five. So it's a fortunate thing. It's kind of a privilege, I guess, to run that A-Main.
What is your relationship with track announcer Chad Meyer? Because you guys seem to get along very well. Chad is a really super cool guy and a wealth of knowledge when it comes to racing history.
Yeah, I just got to know Chad from racing in Algona and racing in Brid. You couldn't ask for a better guy as far as announcing and supporting the sport as he does. He does so much for the Sport Mod Nationals there in Brid, bringing in big sponsors and stuff to help with that. So he's a really good friend of mine. I consider him a really good friend, and I hope he feels the same.
And I also see him at every event, down in the pits with his notepad, talking to drivers, collecting information to pass on to the fans about the drivers who are there, the sponsors that sponsor their car, because that's so important and it helps you guys out.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, because even if he, you know, not putting it on the radio, he's announced it through the grandstand and letting the people know who the drivers are and who their sponsors are. So, yeah, he's quite a help for all of the drivers out there.
George, you've been around the sport of racing for a long time. In your opinion, what is the health of the sport, and where do you see it heading in the future?
It's just hard to say. I think it's going to keep going and growing, I guess. I know all the sanctioning bodies, not just IMCA, but other ones are trying to make rule changes to help the drivers and keep cost effective. But racing is never a cheap sport, so that's... Just do what you can do.
What brand of chassis are you currently running? What is your motor under the hood? And who helps you out to keep that car on the track?
We run a 2014 Sidebiter, which is made by Ryan Reuter. And he's a very good help for us. The first year we ran that car is this year, and he's been tremendous help for us. Did a lot of things to help us on the car. We run a 360 cubic inch motor, which is an open motor. And then my son and Ron Everding are the two biggest help on the car as far as wrenching and working on the car.
The triple nickel really knows how to get his own car around the track, so I'm sure he's very helpful getting your car around the track.
Yeah, he's, like I say, we used to run a couple other different cars and stuff, and Ryan's been a very big help, and we're looking forward to running one of his cars for the next few years here and getting in victory lane, hopefully a few more times.
What are a few of your most memorable highlights during your racing career, all the way from hobby stocks up to sport mods?
Probably one of my most favorites, I guess, is we actually two of them. We We won the Skip Rose Memorial Race in Mason, and we also, in the same year, won the Pete Pope Memorial Race in Mason City. I was very good friends with Skip, and I'm very good friends still to this day with Ron Pope, so it was quite an honor to win both those races.
Last weekend, I had the opportunity to hang out with some of Iowa's greatest race drivers, Norm Wiemers, Ed Sanger, Dennis Hovengay. There is so much racing history in Iowa, especially inside Bill Haglund's book when you start to read that. What a cool state to be a race driver from.
Yeah, I'm pretty honored to be in this area. I think some of the best race car drivers ever came out of Iowa and Minnesota, and I don't think you can ever count one out of Iowa or Minnesota.
Who are some of the young guns in your division to keep an eye on that you say, man, those guys are pretty darn good?
Oh, there's a ton of them, actually. John Loke Jr. out of Boone. I'm trying to remember the young gentleman's name. The McMurney is his last name. Jake McMurney, very good out of Boone. Colby Fett out of Algona has done very, very well this year. Probably one of the top drivers, I would say, in the sport of mine right now. Nick Meyer, another very good driver, which moved to an AMOD this year. Trying to think of the Loft. Matt Loft, another excellent driver. We have a ton of them, I guess.
I do have to ask you a question, George, because you seem like a guy who likes a good pizza or burger or some good food now and then, and my wife is a tremendous cook, and I happen to spot a recipe that you shared. Did you ever try those pickle boats filled with cream cheese wrapped with bacon? Because that looked awful darn good.
No, I have not tried those yet, but yes, I do like to eat. My wife is a very awesome cook also, so I understand where you're at.
Well, you got to stay fit to fit in that race car, right?
Yep, and it's always good to have a little extra left side weight, they say.
Are you racing any of the fall specials going on the rest of the season?
We have not actually decided yet. We're kind of looking how things fall here, and we might try to hit a couple, but we're not sure yet.
Will fans be seeing you back in the IMCA Sport Mod division in 2018?
Yes, that is the plan as of right now, that we will definitely be racing in 2018 in the Sport Mod.
Do you have any particular goals for 2018? Are you shooting for any track championships, or are you just going to go out and run where you want to run?
It's always a great thing to win a track championship. Myself, we never go into that trying to do that. It's always a thing to wait and see how the points work themselves out towards the end of the year. So we're going to go out and try and win some races if we can and get in the top five, which is always our goal. And to finish, I guess, is the biggest thing.
George, I appreciate your time today, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You bet. I thank you.
The big boys with the big toys.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Right. Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Steve Cole from Cole's Electric. And Steve, Cole's Electric is always on the cutting edge of technology when it comes to electrical contracting. Again, Cole's Electric is involved with another major industrial expansion here in our area, the new hydroponic lettuce factory along I-35. How did that project come about? And that has to be really interesting to be involved in that one.
Mostly, like most of our projects, we kind of build a reputation with a group of people, and they kind of have us go from one project to the next, and we just kind of just doing one project at a time.
Is that project different from other ones that you've been involved in, being there's going to be so much water involved in that? Does that change how that building will be wired?
The water don't really affect us. It's all the LED lighting, and there's a lot of programming and a lot of controls that go into it. And it's new technology, and it's a lot of different things that have to all go on together.
Large industrial and commercial projects are really your expertise. You look at how many industries you have been on the ground floor of building, and now you're basically on their staff as they add new equipment or additions to their businesses. This is really part of building relationships with these large commercial builders or industrial builders.
Yeah, we've got a history with a lot of industrials in town and Faribault and Waseca and the surrounding area. We also have a lot of relations with a lot of different farmers. The farms nowadays are small little elevators, so they're just getting bigger and bigger.
The Owatonna to Rochester area is rapidly expanding, and your experienced staff has done major jobs all over this area. What are some of the big jobs that people may recognize or see your trailer or equipment sitting around?
We've done a lot of work at the ethanol plants, a lot of different plants around the southern Minnesota. We do four robot barns for dairy barns. They're getting to be more and more popular.
I've seen those robot machines on display. That has to be an undertaking to get those set up and working correctly, because that is really precision.
Yeah, the cows are pretty sensitive, and we have to be careful and mindful of how they feel, and then it's also a lot of stray voltage. You have to be really concerned about that. So it's a big investment for the farmer, so you want to do it right the first time.
And you mentioned Elkhorn. Driving by that project, seeing all the railroad tracks that they are laying down, the expanse of that new addition is massive. I can't imagine the miles of wiring that goes into a facility like that.
Yeah, that's quite an undertaking. There's a lot of people going in the same direction there all same time, so it's a lot of coordination for them guys to pull off.
You mentioned providing electricity to ag is a real unique niche. Many farmers have outgrown the existing grain storage sites that are landlocked inside their farmyards and need to start building entire new remote storage sites in another area, which requires power.
Coles Electric specializes in ag projects and has the equipment and the personnel to provide that service.
Yeah, we invest a lot of money in equipment and time, and the guys have vans at home so we can do 24-hour service and take care of whatever they need.
Talk about some of those specialty pieces of equipment that you have, because I know stopping out at your farm as I drive in the driveway, I am extremely impressed by the amount of equipment, but I have no idea what I'm looking at when I look at some of it.
Yeah, we have boom trucks and trenchers and backhoes and mini excavators. We also have a boring machine so we can go across your front yard or through a driveway, and one thing that we're going to leave behind is a little bit of paint marks on the surface.
Steve, recently your staff did a rewiring project for me at my house. My wife was very pleased with the on-time arrival, friendly technician, and quick service you provided. I think that's really what customers expect nowadays, and that's exactly what Coles Electric provides.
Yeah, we kind of pride ourselves on 24-hour service, and a lot of people call us, and then they're like, well, we called one other guy, and he said 2 weeks, and we have a few that have to wait, I get it, but most of all, we try to get to everybody as fast and as prompt as we possibly can.
Industrial, commercial, residential, and ag. You have the staff and the equipment to cover all of the jobs, large or small, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, we got a great young staff that's pretty eager to help out and do what they need to do. And we, at 5 o'clock, they just ain't leaving the job site. They kind of stick around and make sure everything's good to go and before they leave.
Steve, I know Coles Electric in Owatonna has always been a big supporter of racing. When they did have racing here at the Owatonna Speedway, you always jumped on board as a sponsor, which I really appreciate. Have you ever considered possibly going to like a Skip Barber driving school or a Richard Petty racing experience and actually getting behind the wheel and trying some of that yourself?
No, my racing days are over. I'll just stay right on the ground.
How can they find out more about Coles Electric and all of the expertise you can provide?
We're in the phone book or on the web, just ColesElectric.com. Look us up and give us a call, 451-1387.
Steve, thank you so much for supporting the Dirt Show and being with us here on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Clayne. Thanks for all that you do. And everybody be safe out there this fall.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, welding, and installing power lift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be over at the Muffler Center in Rochester, Minnesota, and I am joined by Denny Anderson. And Denny, last year at the end of the summer, you were inducted into the Kossuth County Hall of Fame down in Algona. That was a real cool honor, and you've also had a great season of racing here in 2017.
Yeah, it really has. We really thought that was kind of neat that we got inducted into the Hall of Fame this early on in the deal, you know, and it was really a neat program. They really go all out for a person, and yeah, it was cool, and we've had a heck of a good year with the race car.
You were just telling me you just missed the track championship by 1 point. The car looks great. Basically, you just need new sheet metal on it, and you're ready to go again. You said the car's really been working well.
Yeah, it's a new Shyrock car, and it's been really, really good. The first part of the year, we weren't too bad, and then we kind of lost our way on it because it was different setups than what our old car was. And within the last probably month and a half, 2 months, we really caught it, and the car has been fast. We won a feature with it and won some heat races, and like I said, we run up towards the front, you know, a lot more than we had with our older car.
Speaking of Shyrock, during the track stats this season, there was one race where it was you, Kelly, and Mark, 1, 2, 3, and the first thought I had was, my goodness, there's like over 100 years of racing history right there between the three of you. And I always wonder, what do those younger guys think, those 19, 20, 21-year-old guys that are out there racing against you, if they just knew all of the history behind you three?
Well, I don't know what they would be thinking. I know it was really cool. I mean, a lot of people came out and talked to us and stuff. I didn't realize Kelly was right behind me and Mark was right behind him until later that night. You know, everybody got talking and come over and congratulating us and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, the older guys were up there running and really, really competitive on it. Yeah, they have something to think about.
Another thing you have a lot of history in is the muffler and exhaust repair business. You've been doing this a long time, Denny.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 45 years now. I started down in Iowa in Mason City, and then we come up this way and started the one, you know, worked at the one over there in Austin, and then we opened up the one here and stuff and everything. And it's been a pretty good business for us, and we really enjoy what we do.
Going to the racetrack and watching a great driver turn in a really super fast, super smooth lap, that's what it's like here at the muffler shop, watching you and Brian do a dual exhaust together. You guys like have your own language. You're talking back and forth. You're on the bender, bending pieces, tossing them over to him. He's tacking them in place. You guys really know what you're doing when it comes to redoing vehicle exhaust. You do them on stock cars that people drive every single day, and you also get vintage cars in here that you're doing complete dual exhaust. You pretty much do everything.
Yeah, we really do. You know, and my boy and me have worked together for so long that we both know what the other one wants done at that particular time. And like I said, I bend up all the pipe for him while he tears apart and starts putting together, and then I help him assemble it, everything. It knocks our time-wise down in half because of the way we do it.
Another thing that you're doing in here is brake work. People pull in. If you're not busy at that time, you can almost instantaneously get them on a rack and start doing the brake jobs, or they can make an appointment and come back later.
Yeah, mostly we see that by appointment. The people that are looking for the brakes are figuring they're going to have to bring it back at a different time to get them done, because they do take a little bit longer to do, and Brian takes care of all that on our brake side of the deal, so I kind of steer clear of that myself.
What is your location here in Rochester, and if people have a vintage car that they would like to drop off before
they put it in storage and have the exhaust done before winter, or if they have questions about their existing car they're driving and would like to get exhaust done, how can they find out more about your business?
Well, we're at 1833 2nd Street Southwest, which is actually six blocks straight west of St. Mary's Hospital on 2nd Street. Or they can give us a call at 289-5905. And the sooner the better on the vintage cars, because I know they're getting ready to put them away. They don't want to bring them out in the snow or the salt or anything. So we actually looked at an old Nova today to do next week already. You know, people are starting to get them fixed up so they can put them away so they're ready to go in the spring.
And you've got a couple more races you're going to get on your car number 20, and then you'll be tearing it down, going over it, getting ready for next year. And next year, how many years behind the wheel will it be for you, Denny?
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to do is tear it apart and go over it and go through it and make sure everything's right and stuff. And, yeah, I think next year will be 48 years that we've been doing that.
48 years behind the wheel and 45 years in the muffler business. Congratulations, Denny, on both accomplishments, because to be in business that long nowadays is a real big deal, and all the racing history you have throughout the area is super cool.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing both of them, and we look to be doing it for quite a while longer.
Thanks for being with us, Danny.
Appreciate it. Anytime. Napa Know
How. When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelly. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Will you lend me an ear?
Our newest sauce is finally ready to eat. It packs a punch of heat with just the right amount of sweet. Get ready to greet another tasty cookie treat. Try it out on me. Another food you'd love to eat.
Hey, barbecue lovers. You can now find our newest sauce, Cookie Sweet and Spicy, on the shelves of your local grocer. Learn more at cookiesbbq.com and on Facebook. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Timm, promoter at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. And Bob, a couple weeks ago, me and my brother were down at Kossuth County Speedway, USMTS, running in Algona on a Wednesday night, and I was walking through the pits and heard some great vintage Kiss cranked up coming out of one of the haulers, and I thought, whoever's listening to that's got some good taste. And I searched around and walked in the hauler, and there you were working on Jake's car, and you guys went out on a tour for 12, 13 nights, and man, is that a grueling haul when you're out with the USMTS?
Yeah, you know, we were unsure whether or not we were going to follow the whole thing, but we kind of started it out and things were going halfway decent, so we decided to go ahead and finish it out. I think it ended up being about 19 races in just over 30 days. And, I had, you know, over the years of racing, you know, followed him for a week or two here and there, but never done the whole thing. And Jake kind of wanted to try that once. And, yeah, you're right, it is grueling. And it was a long five-week swing, but things went really well, and we had a lot of fun with it and got a lot of good experience. So I'm glad we did it.
I can imagine the experience to be able to spend that quality time with your son, but it also gives you a great appreciation of how much effort it takes to run that entire tour, and also when you get home to your own home and own bed.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've never really slept very good in these haulers, and that really hasn't changed. So as you go on a 3-4-5 day swing and you spend every night in the hauler, you get more and more tired, and you're right, you know, the level of time that you have to put in each day, and you know, you got to get up in the morning, get the car out, and there's just so many things to do to make sure that you have a good chance to finish each one of those races, being longer races like 40 laps and the level of competition, so you're running on edge the entire time. It's just it's a lot of work, and you got to give all those guys that do that a lot of credit. It seems like it's a really glamorous thing to go out and do, but I can tell you it's a lot of work. I couldn't wait to get back to work to be on vacation.
Bob, last Saturday, we were over in the Fountain City, Wisconsin area. We were over at Elmer Duhlman's Museum and also Racer Days. And every time I come over there, the amount of racing history that's in the area surrounding your racetrack is amazing. The end of August, we had Les Duhlman on. We had Elmer Duhlman on. A week ago, we had Sean Wolski on. There is so much racing history in your area to talk about and so many great drivers.
Yeah, there really is. You know, if you ever get over here for one of our multi-day shows or whatever, and Elmer's is open, it's a really cool place to visit. And there is just a ton of history. I mean, and I've grown up over here, obviously, and, you know, I was playing in the sand at Fountain City, which would have been River Raceways back in that day, all the way back to, 1971, 1972, when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, and my dad raced, you know. And Elmer and the Duhlman family had played a part in running the track at one time. And just a ton of history and well-known drivers that have raced at Fountain City regularly throughout the years. And you can see a lot of that history up there at Elmer's, and even some of Les's old cars. I can remember him racing late miles back when he was 12, 13, 14 years old. So a lot of cool stuff to see up there, and a lot of racing history and racers that have, you know, kind of cut their teeth over here at Fountain City.
Bob, we all know racing season is slowly creeping to an end, and that is hard to believe. Summer has just flown by, but there are still some really, really cool events for fans to get out and see yet this fall, and one of them is your two-day fall festival at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, October 6th and 7th. It is an awesome event. And the drivers really enjoy being there because the pressure's off. They're not running for points. Maybe they're going to try a whole new setup and see how it works for next year. You're going to see some really fast race cars.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool event. You know, obviously it's the end of the year, so a lot of tracks are done already. Anybody that hasn't been through our area coming through the Mississippi River Valley in early October is pretty scenic and pretty neat to see it. It's one of the things I hear regularly, you know, that weekend is, God, this is such a neat drive down here, you know. It's just a neat time of year around here. Everything's pretty neat looking with all the trees looking like they're on fire. But, you know, we get a lot of drivers that want to come here all year long, but they got local tracks that they support, which is what they should do. But that kind of stuff is done, so we get a lot of people from different areas that love the track but can only get down here certain times of the year. And so very good car counts, a lot of familiar names from different places, and just some really high-quality racing.
Bob, I know when we pulled out of your track, my brother said, I've never been to Mississippi Thunder Speedway and been disappointed with the racing event. We always have a great time. If fans would like to find out more about the Fall Festival, directions to the track, or any other information, what's the best way to do that, Bob?
Well, we have a track app, so if you have an iPhone or a Droid, you can definitely go to the App Store and download the Mississippi Thunder app, and you can keep things up to date on there, schedule all of our events and everything are on there, start times and all that kind of thing. You can visit us on Facebook at Mississippi Thunder, and you can visit us at our website at www.mississippithunder.com, so there's lots of avenues to keep up to date on what we have going on.
Bob, thank you for your time today, and can't wait to see you at the Fall Festival.
Sounds good, Nate. Thanks for everything that you do promoting dirt track racing in our area.
People not from around here are often surprised by Casey's General Store's pizza awesomeness. They say they didn't know you could get the best tasting, freshest baked pizza in the world from a gas station. Please, we're not a gas station. We're the best tasting, freshest baked pizza joint in the world that just happens to sell gas. Casey's. Famous for pizza and a whole lot more.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. the value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And I am joined by Bev, the manager of the Casey's General Store on the corner of Austin Road and 18th Street. And as we all know, Casey's is a huge supporter of racing in our area. All summer long, you could stop by here and pick up $5 coupons off the 410 sprint car races at the Jackson Motorplex. When we were down to the USMTS show at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, there was Casey's all over. They're a big supporter of the USMTS racing series. And Bev, I always encourage people to come in here and support their local Casey's, because somehow, some way, some of that money is going to trickle down to support the sport we love, which is racing.
That's true, and Casey's is a big sponsor for racing, and who doesn't like racing? So your money is going for something you're going to love.
Bev, the weather's changing. I know it gets up to the 90s, but in the evenings it's very cool, and you are getting all of the neat fall items in for food right now, and you've got some great stuff, especially if you're having some friends over for a college or professional football game. You've got all kinds of snacks to go around.
You know, once school starts, you know, that means fall is here, and you got to be prepared for all those little fun football parties or hockey parties or college or professional. And we have some wonderful pumpkin stuff. You can get pumpkin muffins, you can get pumpkin donuts, you can get pumpkin cappuccino, and we even have a creamer sitting on our counter that you can add to your coffee so you can have pumpkin coffee. By the end of the year, you're all pumpkin out.
In your kitchen, you also have turnovers.
Yes, we do. There's strawberry turnovers. They're my absolute favorite, and they've got the best, flakiest crust around them. Everybody should try them at least once, because they're really, really, really good. In fact, that's what I had this morning for my little break.
I have to ask you about that chocolate brittle. It almost looks like it has pretzel pieces in it.
It does. We've got little to-go cups that you can buy individual ones, or we have the bigger snack party ones that you can take and share with your neighbors or your friends, or just eat them all yourself. And there's lots of variety.
Also, if you go on caseys.com, you can look up the current specials, you can look up coupons, you can also download the Casey's app, and you now have order online for your pizza.
We do indeed. All you have to do is call Casey's, and you can order online, you can call us direct, or you can go right online on the Casey's app and order your pizza, and it'll be ready for you when you get here. If you don't want to pick it up, we also have delivery, so we can bring it to you. Not during the day, but in the evenings. What a great thing. You know, kids are busy with football or after-school sports, and you're busy, and you're trying to get yard work done before winter hits. Pizza is the logical choice for dinner.
Bev, as always, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
It's my pleasure, Clay.
Since 1972, we the Misgan family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at misgan.com.
Every morning you go to your vehicle and expect to start. What if it doesn't? What then? Hi, this is Ashley from Owatonna Auto Clinic. Everyone needs someone that they can rely on when problems arise. The Owatonna Auto Clinic has become that place for many area residents, a place that they can rely on for fast, friendly, cost-effective solutions to get your vehicle fixed and get your life back on track. Consider it a little help from your friends at Owatonna Auto Clinic. Call your local vehicle emergency room today at 451-1950.
Lou Fagers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fagers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Looking to get your boat upholstery fixed? This is Rich Foss with Auto Trim Design, reminding you that now is the best time, and Auto Trim Design in Owatonna is the trusted place to get your upholstery fixed right. Before you put your boat in storage for the winter, drop the seats off with us to get the upholstery fixed, then pick them up in the spring and they'll be as good as new. Don't use the do-it-yourself kits that'll force you to redo them again next year. Choose the best. Choose Auto Trim Design on Old Highway 14 in Owatonna.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night was opening night of the Knoxville Late Model Nationals at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. Winner of the C-Main was Daryl Lanigan over Earl Pearson Jr. Winner of the B-Main was Scott Bloomquist over Greg Satterley. And winner of the 25-lap A-Main on opening night, Josh Richards over Jared Landers. The UMSS traditional non-wing sprint cars were also racing last Thursday night, September 14th at Cedar Lake Speedway. Your heat race winners were Cam Schaefer and Mike Mueller. And in the 25-lap A-Main, it was Jeremy Kurzman over Kaylee Emerson. Night two of the Lucas Oil Knoxville Raceway Late Model Nationals, Friday night, September 15th, your C-Main winner, Dennis Erb Jr. over Scott Bloomquist. In the B-Main, it was Don O'Neill over Jimmy Owens. In a 25-lap A-Main, Mike Mylar over Tim McCready. Also last Friday night, September 15th, the IRA Sprint Car Series and UMSS Sprint Car Series visited the Clay County Fair. In the IRA 410 Sprint Car A-Main, it was Dusty Zomer over Kerry Madsen. In the UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Car Series, Scott Brandt over Alex Schriever. And in the UMSS Winged Sprint Car Series, 25-lap A-Main, Billy Balog over Ryan Bowers. Saturday night, September 16th, was the final night of the Lucas Oil Knoxville Late Model Nationals at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. In the B-Main, Jesse Stovall over Kyle Bronson. And in your 100-lap A-Main, Mike Mylar over Jonathan Davenport. Also racing last Saturday night, September 16th, Fairmont Raceway in Fairmont, Minnesota. In the Compacts, Austin Friedrich over Terry Blowers. In the Hobby Stock feature, Justin Lunenberg over Malik Sampson. In the Modifieds, Mark Noble getting feature win number 610 over Eric Daly. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Hansen over Corey Liam. In the Stock Cars, Dustin Larson over Jim Larson. They were also racing at Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota last Saturday night, September 16th. In the Hobby Stocks, David Johnson over Chris Playman. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr over Joe Regnar. In the Sport Mods, Dustin Englick over Eric Larson. In the Carts, Owen Graft, Billy Wenzel, and Connor Mayer getting victories. In the Modified A-Main, Tyler Limoges over Clint Hattelstead. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Brian Oppitz over Maury Oestreich. In the Sprint Car feature, Jeremy Schultz over Neil Stevens. And in the Stock Cars, Dan McInthune over Taylor
Wilms.
This is Mark at Craige Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craige Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.